So, Father, we thank you and praise you for the Holy Spirit is here with us. Holy Spirit, I thank you that you changed this message because you know your people, you know what they need to hear, and you always are there to help us, to deliver us in every time of need. So, Father, we come before you. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for putting the right words into my mouth, and, Lord, that it be released out. So we all receive what you're saying to us today, in Jesus' name. Amen. But before I get into my message, I have an announcement to make. Okay? You're going to have to trust me on this, like I told the worship team. But the Lord is releasing the whole worship team to take a sabbatical until further notice. The Lord said they need a rest. So we're going to be doing video worship with teams all over the land. And I started watching all these worship churches, teams, everything. I forgot what night it was, but I sat there for like 3 or 4 hours going through all the, and writing notes, which ones I like. And by the time I was so blasted in the Holy Spirit. I mean, I could, and Eric calls me for, because he was here working, and he's calling me, and I'm like, I'm blasted. I couldn't even think. So there's a lot of good stuff out there all over the world. I mean, I was everywhere, okay? So this is all out of the box for me, okay? I don't know exactly what God is doing, but I have to trust him, okay? So as they get their rest also. Okay, so like I said, the message I thought I was bringing was changed. It changed on Monday. So the message today is the Lord wants to address overcoming spiritual weariness. So many of us, like we know in this congregation, have been experiencing many blows and hits by the enemy. Just when you believe you overcome one obstacle, something else arises. When the attacks are so intense, that means something great is coming. It's a good thing for us. The enemy sees what is coming and he wants to put a stop to it, but he can't. He can't stop the move of God. But the enemy brings an onslaught of attacks against us to discourage us and to weaken us down. Jesus didn't say our lives were going to be rose gardens and everything was going to be perfect. I wish it was, okay? He told us there will be persecutions, sufferings, and afflictions. But he also said he has overcome them, and so we will also. So today the Lord wants me to address the term battle weary or battle fatigue, which is a combat or a soldier expression for depression, anxiety, loss of motivation, caused by stress of active warfare. How many can relate to that? Okay. As Christians, we experience being battle weary. We are in the army of God, or the army of Christ. And Paul addresses this in Ephesians 6. And I'm going to have Deja put up, it's a song, but it sings scripture, and it's really good. It's putting on the armor of God. So we're going to stop there for a moment, and we're going to sing this with them because it's going to get in our spirit, okay? Go for it, Deja. She's a godsend, I'll tell you. And Alan, too. I'm sorry, Alan. You're back there. Well, he's kind of learning from her. But he's good too.
Put on all of God's armor so that you'll be able to stand firm against the wiles of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities. on all of God's armor, so that you'll be able to stand firm against the wiles of the devil. We are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities.
Turn it up a little bit.
Then after the battle, you'll be standing firm. Stand your ground, stand your ground. After the battle, you'll be standing firm. Stand your ground, stand your ground. Putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. Putting on the belt of truth. The shield of faith. Hold up your shield. Hold up the shield of faith. Hold up. Stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet. And take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word. She's the one.
What we should look like, right? Think of yourself fully covered. Hallelujah. Glory. So many of us have been on the front lines of battles, contending for our families, ourselves, and issues in our lives. Apostle Paul tells about his battles, attacks, and sufferings in 2 Corinthians 11:22, and I will read that to you. You want to look at it yourself. Of course, I'm using the Passion. It's too long to put up there unless she wants to do it, but it's 2 Corinthians 11:22. Starting kind of in the middle, though. I didn't want to start at 22. It kind of goes down. It says, I have worked much harder for God, taken more beatings, and been dragged to more prisons than they. I've been flogged excessively, multiple times, even to the point of death. 5 times I received 39 lashes from the Jewish leaders. 3 times I experienced being beaten with rods. Once they stoned me. 3 times I've been shipwrecked. For an entire night and day, I was adrift in an open sea. In my difficult travels, I faced many dangerous situations, perilous rivers, robbers, foreigners, and even my own people. I survived deadly peril in the city, in the wilderness, and with storms at sea, and with spies posting as believers. I've toiled to the point of exhaustion and gone through many sleepless nights. I've frequently been deprived of food and water, left hungry and shivering out in the cold, lacking proper clothing. And besides these painful circumstances, I have daily pressure of my responsibility for all the churches, with a deep concern weighing heavily on my heart for their welfare. I can relate to that. I am not aloof, for who is desperate and weak, and I do not feel their weakness? Who is led astray into sin, and I do not burn with zeal to restore them? If boasting is necessary, I will boast about examples of my weakness. The God and Father of the Lord Jesus, who is eternally praised, knows that I am speaking the truth. Once when I was in Damascus, a governor under King Artus had his troops searching for me to have me arrested, but I was stuffed in a basket and lowered down through a window and managed to escape. But Paul kept going. And then it says in Corinthians, the next chapter in 12, he says this: the extraordinary level of the revelations I've received is no reason for anyone to exalt me. For this is why a thorn in my flesh was given to me, the adversary's messenger sent to harass me, keeping me from becoming arrogant. 3 times I pleaded with the Lord to relieve me of this, but he answered and said, my grace is always more than enough for you, and my power finds its full expression through your weakness. So I will celebrate my weaknesses, for when I'm weak, I sense more deeply the mighty power of Christ living in me. So I am not defeated by my weakness, but delighted. He says he's delighted. After I read all that stuff, how would we fail? For when I feel my weakness and endure mistreatment, when I'm surrounded with troubles on every side and face persecution because of my love for Christ, I am made yet stronger, for my weakness becomes a portal to God's power. Woo! Come on! That's so awesome. That's heavy stuff. In these times of battles in our lives, we get emotionally, physically, and spiritually exhausted, and this can lead to depression, which the Lord wants to put a stop to today. And so it will not go any further. He is calling out the attack to expose it so it will be destroyed and not prosper against this church, any church, and against us personally. The Lord wants us to regain our strength, restore our joy, our health, and all the negative issues that we're going through right now. He wants us to go forward and get to the other side, to that land flowing with milk and honey. There is hope for us today. There's always a deliverance with God. When we become battle weary, the best prescription is rest. R-E-S-T. Take time to rest your mind, your body, and nourish your spirit, man, by reconnecting with God. If all the energy that you have left is just to cry out to God and say, help, then just do that. There's been many times in my life that's all I had enough energy for, is just say, I need help. Help me. Battle weary or battle fatigue can deplete our energy and it affects our faith. We need to take time outs to refresh, re-energize, and to get recharged. Isaiah 61:3 says, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. What Isaiah is saying is take off that old garment. Take it off. Take off the anxiety. Take off the tiredness. Take off the lack of motivation and put on this new garment of praise to recharge, to activate us into his joy and our strength. something that we got to do. It just doesn't happen, okay? In doing this, the Lord will minister to our hearts and our minds, replacing lies for truth, turning our heaviness into joyful worship. Wearing this new garment of praise will align us up again to his plans and his purposes, igniting the fire and the power of the Holy Spirit in us. Don't you want that? I know I do. I'm ready. God, I am so over all this. The Lord is asking us or instructing us to, one, rest. Take the load off. Do some things that you really enjoy doing. There's nothing wrong with enjoying your life. Okay? Praise. Praise him with songs. Music changes your mood. Doesn't it? Next, talk to the Lord. Jesus says in Matthew 11:28, come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Like Carla was saying, go under his wings and get refreshed. Isaiah 40:29 says, he gives strength to the weary and they increase the power of the weak. And in Galatians 6:9 says, let us not become weary in doing well, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Next, get prayer. If you need prayer, just ask for it. We will pray for you. And of course, get some word in you, because it's life for your souls and your bones in your being. Going to end here. And I want us to release a declaration to the Lord together. So I want you to say this with me. We're going to get rid of the negative and put on the positive, okay? Okay, I'll start it and you repeat. I release to you, Lord, all my cares, all my concerns, all my burdens, all my anxieties, all my trials, all my sufferings, all my afflictions, and I exchange it for rest, for peace, for love, for joy, for faith, and for health. And I will put on the new garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, and I will receive all the goodness of God in my life. I thank you, Lord, that you have given me blessings according to Deuteronomy 28:1-14. And I am redeemed from the curse of the law. I thank you, Lord, that I will remember to put on all the armor of God every day, so I am covered from the top of my head to the soles of my feet, and I always will have the victory in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, have a blessed Mother's Day. I pray that energized you, because it did me. I love that video, right? Isn't that awesome? Well, I'll look into some more stuff to build us up in the Word and in the spirit realm. So, Father, we thank you for today. Once again, I thank you. This is a special day to honor our mothers. So, Lord, we thank you for honoring mothers and grandmothers and friends and family, Lord. And, Lord, I thank you as they go today. Just make it a good, blessed, awesome, wonderful day in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.